title, and less post rock feels like the build up takes forever, but you never get me off. You pull your dress over your face, and I stare down towards my chest. Chastise both our greasy hair. Wonder whose gut is the softest. Stand with my ear to the door, listening to the landing floor. Boards working out when we'll be safe to dash the mattress to your bathroom, where I ball my fingers into fists until my knuckles glow bright white. Press the heels into eye sockets till I see the flashing lights. Stop me when my stories change, when they have started to repeat. Cause last time I was a mess of sleep of icy feet. So baby, all apologies. It was going to happen inevitably. The talking heads count down the most heart-wrenching breakups of all time. Imagine the great sense of waste, the indignity, the embarrassment, when not a single one of that whole century was mine.
Oh, he's so sad. Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 129. I'm your host, Sid Souter. Started things off this week with a track by Los Campesinos. That song's called Straight In at 101, and it's on the band's new album, Romance is Boring. Came out January 26th on Arts and Crafts Record. I loved the band's previous work, and this one is good. It doesn't have the giant singles with the big hooks. It does have better songwriting, better lyrics, though. So a more mature album in every sad sense of the word, maybe. I've got quite a bit of music for you this week, so I better get right into it. I'm going to play a track here by Talking Heads, I'm Not In Love.
Never have met, we can talk forever. I understand what you said, but I'm not in love. Do people really fall in love? What does it take to fall in love? Any questions? Who needs to make a new start? I receive your opinions. I said before that I can't, 'cause I'm not in love. What does it take to fall in love? Do people really fall in love? Answer your questions if you don't twist what I say. Please respect my opinions. They will be respected someday, but I don't need love. There'll come a day when we won't need love. I believe that we don't need love.
Take it anymore. I turn. Sunglasses he had on stage at the Bowery Ballroom. Had he come to walk among the Williamsburgers of his kingdom? And like the burghers of Calais, will a sacrifice be demanded to offer up our dreams and beg for mercy empty-handed? And hapless in our hipness, crowded 5-2 in apartment, relegate our dreams to hobbies and deny our disappointment. 'Cause the Stones in 65 want total satisfaction, kid. But the Stones in 69 see grace in just getting what you need. But if that's a victory, then I'd hate to see what I'd look like defeated. 'Cause I know there are those who walk among us who seem to get their dreams unimpeded. Like today when I went to Major Maths to remaster my old album. On the L train in the morning, I was really sure I saw Will Oldham. He was wearing the same sunglasses he had on stage at the Bowery Ballroom. Had he come to walk among the Williamsburgers of his kingdom? You might say, now there's a guy who seems to have the world laid out before him. Or you might say he's just a rich kid or a fascist or a charlatan. But either way you say it, if you look at indie rock culture, you really can't ignore him. Even if at first dismissive, after some listens, you'll enjoy him. I was thinking this on the L train, intent on bursting my own bubble. How long should an artist struggle before it isn't worth the hassle? And admit we aren't fit to be the ones inside the castle. This quest for greatness, or at least hipness, just a scam and too much trouble. But then what makes one human being worthy of an easy ride? Born to be a natural artist, you love or hate but can't deny. While us minions in our millions tumble into history's chasm. We might have a couple laughs, but we're still wastes of protoplasm. Like today, I was gonna waste some time and money to remaster some dumb old album. And on the L train in the morning, I was really sure I saw Will Oldham. He was wearing the same big sunglasses he had on stage at the Bowery Ballroom. Had he come to see the strife here in the gutters of his kingdom? For us noble starving artists are striving hard to feed our egos. Our mothers like our music and our friends come see our shows. And if our friends become successful, we'll consider them our foes. Go home to our four roommates after paying big bucks for rock star shows. What a nightmare, what a horror. I don't want no part of this. Just get me off this crazy ride. I'm gonna puke, I'm gonna piss. I'd rather kill myself. I'd rather just relax or not exist. But you say you want to do an email interview. Oh, what the heck, I can't resist. Hey, Mom, guess what? Today I did another magazine interview. Honey, that's great, you're really famous. Yeah, and I'm 27 too. I kind of thought I was gonna grow up to do stuff that would benefit humanity. But it's getting harder to tell if this artist's life is even benefiting me. 'Cause today I was gonna waste some time and money to remaster some dumb old album. And on the L train in the morning, I was totally sure I saw Will Oldham. He was wearing the same big rock star sunglasses he had on stage at the Bowery Ballroom. And since I was feeling in need of answers, I just went right up and asked him. I said, Will, buying Prince Palace, whatever, what do you think about it? Is it worth being an artist or an indie rock star? Are you better off without it? 'Cause you know, maybe the world would be better if we were all just uncreative drones. No dead childhood dreams to haunt us, a decent job, a decent home. And if we had some extra time, we could do real things to promote peace. Become scientists or history teachers or uncorrupt police at least. Come on, Will, you gotta tell me. I grabbed and shook him by the arm. The L train was leaving Bedford with 10,000 white 20-somethings crowded on. He opened his mouth to speak, but it was lost in the rumbling of the wheels. We were thrown together in a corner, and I yelled, tell me, man, for real. You're living comfortably, I assume, even if you're not quite a household name. You've reached a pretty high level of success and critical acclaim. And the L train got to First Avenue, and a bunch of people piled out. I was staring into his sunglasses, and I was really freaking out. I was like, Steamboat Willie, Bonnie Prince of all this shit. You're like the king of a certain genre, but even you must want to quit. Like if you hear a record by Bob Dylan or Neil Young or whatever, you must start thinking, yeah, people like me, but I won't be that good ever. And then I'm sure the thing is probably, like Dylan himself too, stayed up some nights wishing he was as good as Ginsberg or Camus. And he was like, dude, I'm such a faker, I'm just a clown who entertains. And these fools who pay for my crap, they just have pathetic puny brains. And then Camus probably wished he was Milton too, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So will you be straight with me now that it's just us two on this train? 'Cause I was gonna spend some time and money today to remaster some dumb old album. And I saw you here on the L train, and I was like, hey, is that Will Oldham? He must at least have some perspective, 'cause it's like living in this town. I get so confused and wound up and uptight, and I just don't know up and down. And then we reached the last stop, and the subway was deserted. It was a long moment of silence, and I let go of his shirt. I started to think that maybe I'd made some kind of big mistake. I tried to walk out onto the platform, but by then it was too late. His sunglasses seemed to grow darker, and still he hadn't even spoke. He just came right up behind me and put his hands around my throat and threw me down onto the concrete and kicked my face in with his boot and dragged me down onto the train tracks and tied my hands back with his coat. And I was slipping out of consciousness as he was slipping down my jeans, and he was punching me and humping me, and I slipped off into a dream. So it might have just been a delusion, but I thought I heard him say something like, "Artists are pussies," and he clung back up and ran away. So I lay there in the darkness on the train tracks, cold and broken. The hours passed and I thought, well, maybe I won't remaster that old album. And then I started thinking, well, maybe it really wasn't even Will Oldham, even though he did hold my arms and fuck me, just like Will sings in A Sucker's Evening. But whether it was him or wasn't, I couldn't forget the words he'd spoken. "Artists are pussies, like we're wusses, or we end up getting fucked. And other kinds of folks are dicks, tall, smart, and strong, and born to fuck us up." I know it sounds really sexist and stupid, it's a terrible analogy, but at that moment on the train tracks, it made a lot of sense to me. Maybe it's just some kind of natural balance, like two types of mental gender that's gone on in all societies in one form or another. Like some dicks were born to conquer, I probably would if I could, but if I'm just a pussy, that's okay, because in a few months, maybe I'll put out something good.
Oh, I do love that song. I'd like to dedicate that song to Catherine, who is the biggest Will Oldham / Jeffrey Lewis fan in the world. That song is Jeffrey Lewis with his brother Jack with the song Williamsburg Will Oldham Horror from the album City and Eastern Songs. It came out in 2005 on Rough Trade. Before that, we heard from the Lemonheads with the song I Just Can't Take It Anymore off the band's new covers album Varshans. That is a Graham Parsons song, I think originally from about 1965, unreleased until one of those later compilations came out. And evidently, even Dando picked it up and ran with it. And I do like that. The album itself is hit and miss. It's like any covers compilation. It's entertaining at times and kind of labored at others. And we started things off with Talking Heads with the song I'm Not in Love. That was from 1975, the band's CBS demos before the first album was recorded. That song actually made it to the band's second album, More Songs About Food and Buildings, I believe was that the title there. But that is when the band was a three-piece. No Jerry Harrison, no second guitar or keyboards from Jerry. And oddly enough, it sounds more like the Modern Lovers than it did once the ex-Modern Lovers band member joined the band. Curious. I want to let you know how the Too Much Rock podcast works, as all this may seem a bit confusing. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. Hopefully I make good choices, and thus I make a good podcast. So all those are recordings I picked up this week, though only the Lemonheads is remotely new. I think that came out in June of last year. Coming up next, I have a track from everyone's favorite buzz band. This is Beach House with the song Walk in the Park.
Thank you. should leave you. Yeah, go and find someone new. Doesn't love a girl that smells like tangerine. I'm not going to bed. Just say please, please, please. Be good to me. This happens to all of us. Apparently I'm not good enough. I can't make you laugh like tangerine. And you say, but I'm still here. That proves that I love you, dear. Come home smelling tangerine. I'm not going to bear. Just say please, please, please. Be good to me. I'm not going to bear. Just say please, please, please. Be good to me. La la.
That's awfully sweet. That is the band First Aid Kit from Stockholm, Sweden. The song Tangerine, that's on the band's debut EP Drunken Trees, originally released in 2008, though just re-released a couple weeks ago on maybe Wichita Recordings, I think. And before that, we heard Beach House with the song Walk in the Park off the band's album Teen Dream, came out January 25th of this year on Sub Pop. Everyone is all about that record, and I just don't see it. It doesn't do anything for me. Well, I see I'm out of time, so let me wrap some things up here. I want to let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 129. I am your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Let's see here. I'm going to end things on a slightly different note. Usually we kind of drift off into nothing, but this time we got a little more punch to it. This is a band called Hardskin, a Oi Revival band. And the song I'm going to play is called The Good Times. It's on the band's album Hard Nuts and Hard Cunts, a 1996 release, though I've got it on a 2003 reissue on Broken Records. A band out of London that, I don't know, maybe a bit of a joke band, kind of like a, I don't know, Floor Punch or 10-Yard Fight that was kind of like the hardcore revival. Well, this was the Oi Revival, and I enjoy it, and it's every bit as hooky and as wonderful as any Cockney Rejects or business song you can think of. So here you go. I'm going to wrap things up here. Thank you very much for listening. This is Hardskin.